You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
It is hour number three of the Sports Hangover. You watching the ESPYs tonight? We talked about a couple of the categories, including best record-breaking performances. Drew Brees is in there. Best NFL player, Brees is in there as well. Zion, best college athlete, he's in there. Best team, I'm going Clemson. It's the Pat Sox, Clemson Tigers, Raptors, Baylor Bears, Virginia Cavaliers, and U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Which team would you choose out of those categories as well? Hour three, let's officially welcome you, officially, to the midway point of the work week.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me.
Let's just also. Today's more that, what, that camera Wednesday, hump day.
I mean, I guess it's not nice from the standpoint of a lot of people are flooding today, so prayers and thoughts go out to them. But I mean, think about it, a lot of people got off of work today, so I mean, you look at it from out of bed, so.
What's that? We're doing this.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness forever.
There it is. I like it when I hear Wednesdays. That means the weekend's right around the corner.
Yeah, but the weekend's going to be a mess. It's not going to be sunny.
If you're out there and rainy and stuff, yeah, you can do things. I got a lot of things I need to do.
You're going to do it in the rain?
Well, no, it's inside. I got a lot of things to plan, to get ready for.
Oh, you're a busy man.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, relax a bit. I only got about 2 weekends left.
I only have about 2 weekends.
Oh, here we go. That's right.
Yeah. You're going to be doing the show.
Yeah, uh-huh. Because once training camp begins in 3 weekends, it's over. You're a 7 day a weeker now.
Yeah, I probably won't be on the show that much.
Yeah, 7 days a week. Football, basketball, you're looking all the way to, you know, hopefully maybe after April. They're in the playoffs. So, yeah, enjoy your next 2 weekends, buddy. Rain or shine, enjoy them.
Hopefully they rain a lot.
But, yes, the rain was kind of an issue earlier this morning. Hopefully everybody is cool and moving on. And haven't seen any rain as of late here since early in this morning. But, again, we'll keep an eye on that system. That's going to be part of that as well. 800-998-1003 is the way to give me a buzz. That is the number to call, or at ESPN Radio NOLA to discuss some of these different situations or topics we've brought up here as well. Kawhi Leonard signing a shorter 3-year Clippers deal. It's not that 5-year max situation I guess a lot of people sort of thought he was going to be. It's still a lot. $103 million over 3 years. Includes a player option for 21-22. So he's going to make $32.74 million next season, $34.37 million in 2021, and then $36 million in the player option season. So, Jordan, it's really only a 2-year deal.
Because
he can opt out. I'm just saying he can opt out.
We're already starting 3 years early.
He can opt out. How many years left, by the way, does LeBron have?
Three.
He signed two? He signed a 4-year deal with the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
Last year was year one.
Does he have a player option at the end or not?
This year was year two. No, it's not. It's a four straight year. This year's player two?
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. So Kawhi's player option year happens to be LeBron's final year. Imagine that.
Well, I don't think. If all the rumors are true and LeBron really wants to play, I mean, he's going to have to stay another year or two?
What?
To play with his son, LeBron.
Bronny?
Yeah, LeBron and Bronny.
Well, it's 4 years, right? Because
isn't he just starting high school?
Yeah, he's just starting high school. So it's, yeah, four years. Because so, by yeah, then, that the one well, and done rule will be gone.
He'll have to do, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. He's going to have to wait to see what team drafts him.
Yep.
Yep.
I hope it's the Pelicans. Oh, that would be amazing.
Really?
Why not?
You think they're going to draft
Dude,
him?
Dude, the storyline would be LeBron sells his son.
What?
He basically sold his son for Anthony Davis.
I have no idea how you could even remotely correlate that.
What do you mean? What if Bronny's pick,
right. Again,
lands to us, and that's
the You're
Lakers.
Assuming the Lakers are going to stink.
They
so
are.
So that first-round pick is high enough to get Bronny.
Who said he's going to be a number one overall?
Oh, boy. Here we go. Well, so if he's not, why do you want him then?
Just that storyline.
Yeah, your logic's incredible.
Dude, that would be amazing.
Your logic's incredible. Anyway.
I don't think LeBron could live with himself.
Anyway. So that's the big news, I guess, out of the NBA to Kawhi signed his contract, but it's just a three-year. Actually, it's two with the third-year player option. The ladies, as you just heard Megan Rapinoe there, had their Tinker Tape parade over there in New York. They're now on an airplane flying cross-country where they will be honored. At the ESPYs tonight, they're also part of the category of best team. It's one of the categories we were talking about here as well. Best male athlete, it's Giannis, Mookie Betts, Brooks Koepka, Pat Mahomes. You going with Giannis? I'm going with Pat Mahomes.
Going with Giannis.
Going Pat Mahomes. Best college athlete, Zion's going to be in air along with Kyler Murray.
Who?
Oh, come on.
All I heard was Zion.
That's it? So you're going with Zion there?
Yeah.
Best game, LSU, A&M, the 7 overtime thriller. Highest scoring game in FBS history. The Week 11 game between the Rams and Chiefs. 54-51 Monday Night Football. That is in there as well. In the Women's Final Four game, Notre Dame, UConn, 81-76, 26 lead changes in that game. Breeze is in the record-breaking performance, as we mentioned, but they list two things that he did. Record-breaking performances when he beat Brett Favre's completion passes of 6,300-plus, and Peyton Manning, 71,940 career passing yards. So he's in that category. Matthew Bowling becoming the first-ever high schooler to break 10 seconds in the 100-meter dash. Sabrina Ionesco of Oregon basketball, 13 triple-doubles. And Klay Thompson, the other player in that category, the NBA record three-pointers in a game, 14, passing Steph Curry. I think that's Breezes.
Yeah, I think that's Breezes
I think
also.
That's Breezes. With all due respect to everybody, I think that's Breezes. Right?
Did you say there was a bowling section?
There is a bowling section.
All right, let me see if I can try to guess one.
You just pulled it up.
No, I didn't.
You had to have.
Do you see anything open on my desktop?
Out of nowhere, an hour and a half after I said that, you're going to go, did they have a bowling section? What makes me think that you're not seeing that?
I didn't see it.
You so out of
my,
nowhere,
you see my
I'm
ESPN
just asking, you know, it's a
where
little, it's a little odd that out of
SoundCloud.
Nowhere, it's a little odd out of nowhere. You all
I was
of
just,
saying,
I was just
you'd have a bowling section.
Let's see if I can name one.
Yeah, I'm not buying.
Are you looking at it?
I am now. Go ahead.
All right, is one of the guys named Walter?
No.
All right, what about Edward?
No.
Jeff?
No.
Gregory?
No.
Williams' son?
No. Now you're just making stuff up.
Bradley?
No. It's Jason, Jacob, Norm, and Anthony.
You see, I did.
Those are the best bowlers. Best WWE moments. Kofi Kingston winning the heavyweight championship title at WrestleMania 35. Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 35 winning her titles. Roman Reigns returning to Raw saying he's beat leukemia. And Ronda Rousey winning in 2018 in SummerSlam to win her first women's championship title. Trying to think of some other categories that would be fun. Best viral moment in sports.
Nola, no call.
Now, I don't think that's what they mean by viral.
I mean, it did go viral.
Now, the replay was just shown a lot. I wouldn't call it viral. To me, something
that's not
in the game goes viral. That's where you go with viral. Best NBA player, Giannis, Kevin Durant, Paul George, James Harden is the best NBA player they have.
Wait, who do they have in that section?
Giannis, Durant, George, and Harden.
Ooh. I don't know why you have to have that one in there if you just voted for the MVP.
Okay. Best viral moment is something like you catch, like, not just specifically sports. Like, remember Sister Mary Jo? Don't sleep on her curveball?
Yes.
No. That's in there. Rudolph Blaze Ingram, the 7-year-old running phenom. He's already faster than you. You seen that one? That's what I mean by viral moment in sports. I think those would be pretty cool. Best play, Miami Miracle, is when the Dolphins beat the Patriots on the final play of the game. The old flea flicker. Kawhi Leonard draining a game-winning buzzer at Game 7. I think that's going to win, right? Derrick Henry's 99-yard touchdown run against the Jags. And UCLA gymnast Caitlin Ohashi scoring a perfect 10.
I mean, I'm kind of disappointed now that you said about the Blues.
I'm shocked the Blues are not the best in the best team category. I wonder if they got bumped for the U.S. Women's National Team.
If they got bumped, that's kind of messed up. Because I think there's two other teams
I'm
that I think should have been bumped.
I'm just shocked that the NHL team that won it, like, all of these teams won their championships,
that's
right?
One of
baseball,
the best comeback
Sox,
stories that I've
NFL,
ever heard of.
Patriots, college football, college basketball, men and women's, NBA. That's what I'm saying. Like, why is the NHL winner not on there?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. If I was the Blues, I'd be PO'd. I'd be writing a nasty letter.
I think the women's bumped them. It had to.
I think it should have been one of the college teams to be bumped besides the NHL
I mean,
team.
Why can't you just put them in the category at least? At least, like, show them celebrating with Lord Stanley's Cup. I mean, recognize them that way, even if they don't win. I mean, a lot of these nominees aren't going to win. But you'll see the highlight. You'll hear their names. You're recognizing them. I'm just pretty shocked that the NHL champions are not recognized at all.
In any category.
In any category. NASCAR has best driver.
Well, they do have best NHL player. Is there a best? Is there a Blues player in there? I know Ovechkin's one.
Best MLS player. Yeah, they do. They have no Blues player. Lightning, Avalanche, Oilers, Capital. Ovechkin, McDavid, McKinnon, and Kucherov. No Blues. Blues shut out of the ESPYs.
Wow.
Bring the first title to St. Louis. Shut out.
Not going to lie, that is pretty messed up.
I mean, again, and you know me, I'm like, look, I watched the Stanley Cup playoffs. You were invested. I was just like, okay, whatever. Interesting. Okay.
I'm actually upset about that.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, oh well. All right. It is what it is. Something that is kind of cool I wanted to touch on here before we hit our first break in hour number three. The NFL's decided to cover the medical bills for the Dolphins player that got involved in an accident. What, the car turned over and that amputated his arm, his left arm. Defensive tackle Kendrick Norton. Did y'all see that story over the weekend?
No.
So the NFL has come in and said that the medical bills, the league's going to cover them. Under the league and Dolphins insurance policy, per his agent. Norton posted a message on his Instagram story on Monday, giving a thumbs up in the words, "I'm good, thanks. Thank you to everyone that checked on me. I'm good, thanks for prayers. To God be the glory." I got to tell you, man, it's incredible to still have that kind of, resolve and still say that. Because a lot of times you see things like that and you kind of wonder, like, why, you know? You saw that story over the weekend, that little 18-month-old girl just...
Yeah.
Horrible accident, grandfather thinking there's a glass there in the window and falls off the cruise ship. I don't know. But, hey, man, good for him to have that sort of resolve and good for the NFL to do what's right and then take care of them. Because, again, it's going to be tough, man. I mean, you're thinking, you're looking at an NFL career and... You know, something like that all of a sudden happens. And, yeah. So, the hope is, in the story on ESPN, is that Norton will eventually be able to get a prosthetic arm to help him out. And we wish him the best. But, yeah, so the NFL stepping up and helping him out there a little bit. He was driving an F-250, and it crashed into a concrete barrier. The truck overturned and came to rest on its roof. And the Miami-Dade fire rescue crews that were rendering aid to Norton, who had severe injuries to his left arm, had to amputate it. So, ugh. But, hey, gave you the thumbs up over on Instagram, Jordan. So good luck to him, man. That's awesome to hear. The NFL and the Dolphins will take care of him. What's up?
All right, so going to Instagram, we're going to go to a more lighthearted.
Okay.
So where's the post from Anthony Davis?
Oh, boy.
I'm still waiting on a thank you post.
I forgot about that. Let's take the break and we can talk a little bit about that if you like. Plus, we'll talk a little bit more about SEC Media Days, where the rest of the schedule is. LSU's Monday with Ed Ogeron. It's Joe Burrow, Lord Cushenberry, Grant Delpit. Those are the three that are going to be speaking with the media along with Coach O. You're still bent out of shape by this, right? We were promised from Anthony Davis an Instagram post.
I mean,
we were promised.
He did thank the Pelicans for the Pelicans Instagram.
The Instagram post.
But it was just a comment saying thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So,
but he has yet to post an Instagram post.
And
thank you.
The contract has been signed. The deal has been done.
Yeah.
So where is it? Is he getting professional writers to write it for him?
Well,
now?
It is Wednesday. You're waiting.
No, it's too late.
With your Pels hat that you've yet to take off. I think this is the 15th day you've worn in a row.
Have you ever watched the movie Matilda?
No.
All right, never mind.
Okay. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
It's summertime, and the grilling is easy at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Ride the world's largest inline water slide. Ride the world's largest razor slide. Ride the world's largest funnel slide. At Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
Ride the world's largest dark bowl slide. Ride the world's largest sled slide. And ride the world's largest upside down water slide. At Blue Bayou.
Land of the Giants.
We are the South's largest water park. And get $5 off your day pass with any Coca-Cola product can. Blue Bayou is the
Land of the Giants.
I-10 at the Highland Road exit, Baton Rouge.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Fix Finder service. If your check engine light is on, our Fix Finder service will help troubleshoot the likely issue. And if you need help from a repair shop, we know some of the best. Want to maximize and restore lost fuel economy? Right now, buy one bottle of Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner and get one free. Visit us at AutoZone.com and start the job fast with free same-day store pickup and free next-day delivery. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The Dan Le Batard Show podcast.
This is what I want to ask you guys, though. Please help me on this. We want a fire in the belly, but not in the eyes, or do we want a fire in the eyes as well? We want fire in the eyes, fire in the belly, but no chip on the shoulder?
No chip on the shoulder.
But fire in the eyes sounds awful. No. Fire in the eyes would seem to be a character risk if Lamar Jackson had it.
But wait, I love a good chip on the shoulder.
Do you want more from the Dan Le Batard Show? Download the podcast right now on iTunes or on the ESPN app.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, time now for some more lists. You like lists, right? Drew Brees, yes. CBSSports.com, number 5 quarterback. You ready to see some more lists?
Ooh.
Top 10 quarterbacks, safeties in the NFL. Cornerbacks. Number 10, Xavier Rhodes, Vikings. Number 9, Kyle Fuller of the Bears. Xavier Howard of the Dolphins at number 8. Number 7, Marshawn Lattimore of the Saints. Number 6, Casey Hayward, Chargers. Tre'Davious White of the Bills, number 5. Patrick Peterson, 4 of the Cardinals. Chris Harris of the Broncos, 2. Jalen Ramsey of the Jaguars, 2 rather. Harris was 3. And number 1 is Stephon Gilmore of the Patriots. So you think Jalen Ramsey's still number 2?
Well, I know there is.
He talked a lot last year, and they got smoked.
Yeah, and plus there's a lot of talking going on that after this season that he could be gone from the Jaguars. Wasn't there talk during this just recently that he's looking to get his way out of Jacksonville to move on to another team? So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see if he stays or if he goes and see what he does with the Jaguars if he does decide to stay.
They write this about Lattimore. 2 years removed from his Defensive Rookie of the Year campaign, Lattimore has taken a bit of a beating, enduring a rather pronounced sophomore slump for parts of 2018. Yet he remains one of the more gifted up-and-comers. After just 2 NFL seasons, he's racked up 111 tackles, 30 pass breakups, 7 picks, and 5 forced fumbles in 29 games. So to have that as far as the DBs go. Safeties, Eric Weldon, Weddle, for the Rams, number 10. Devin McCourty of the Patriots is 9 at 8. Is Adrian Amos of the Packers. Malcolm Jenkins of the Eagles, 7. Harrison Smith, Vikings. Jamal Adams of the Jets, 5. Kevin Bayard of the Titans is 4. Eddie Jackson, Bears, 3. Earl Thomas of the Ravens, 2. And Derwin James of the Chargers
is number one.
Well, they have the Rams.
No, I'm the NFC.
South?
South, yes. Yeah.
Others who got votes, Keanu Neal, the Falcons. Tyrann Mathieu, the Chiefs. Bradley McDougal, the Seahawks. Justin Reed, the Texans. John Johnson of the Rams. Notable no votes, Landon Collins, Washington. Rashard Jones, Dolphins. And LaMarcus Joyner, Raiders. Now, obviously, no Marcus Williams. I thought last year if we had to, like, say and pick some players on the Saints team where you go, right? I mean, is forgettable an appropriate word to talk about Marcus Williams' season last year?
I know that.
And what I mean by forgettable is it's sort of like
you don't remember him on the field.
I'm trying to remember a key breakup, a key interception, a key moment in the game where I felt that. I don't know, which is crazy because in training camp, he was the guy that easily was talked about.
Well, I think the reason for that is everyone had such high expectations for him to come back stronger after the Minnesota Miracle. And
I don't know if I had that kind of expectation level. I'm going by what I saw in minicamp, and training camp, and him just every play, every day he had an interception.
I think last year he set himself up to get in his own head. And what I mean by that is, when we were talking to him after practices last training camp last year, he was very sensitive to what kind of topics we were talking about. It was like we'd be asking him about stuff that didn't have to pertain about the Minneapolis Miracle, and he would get all defensive. But I mean, after talking to him this season in minicamp, he was a lot more like vocal. He didn't seem as down on himself. He didn't seem as sensitive. So I don't know if it's too early to say that maybe he's out, he's kind of gotten over the whole Minneapolis Miracle and see what he can do this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Which is crazy because I look at the Saints and I don't consider safety a weak position. Does that make sense? Like, is it? Can you have a strong position group without having a top 10 player?
I think so, yeah.
Would you say the Saints receivers are a top position group on the team? Because you have a top 10 player in Michael Thomas? But would you say the rest of the receivers are a top group? Would you put the Saints receivers...
I mean,
where?
You need role. I mean,
are they even top 10?
I mean, in any sport, yeah, you do need a superstar, but like the most important piece to that is
your role players are drastically improving your superstar in the role that he plays on the field. So I think if the wide receivers can at least put out some kind of number to take a little bit of pressure off of Michael Thomas, I think that would open up
right.
the field.
I'm saying
a lot
like
more.
Going into right now of 30 teams, of 32 teams rather.
I don't think we have the best wide receiver core. I want to say that.
So 15 is the halfway, right? Upper 15, the lower 15, Saints receiving core.
Lower 15 meaning like number one or upper 15?
16 through 32. I guess it would be 18. But yeah, you get what I'm getting at. Middle part.
So lower half being good, correct?
No, no. Number one's the best receiving core in the NFL, right? 32's the worst receiving core in the NFL. So split it in the middle.
Yeah.
The Saints in the upper half from the bottom?
I think
half?
They're absolutely in the upper half.
Upper half just because of Michael Thomas?
I think you have to.
Okay. I'm having trouble deciding where I'm going to put him. Because literally, again, we're hoping this year, and we think that a tight end is going to help
with Dawson. Yeah, Jerry Cook, I mean, he's basically your second or your fourth guy at wide receiver.
I think he's your second receiver. Yeah. That's my point, but he's a tight end. Who's the second receiver on this team? Ted Ginn, right? I think he's the second best receiver. He had a nice camp so far. Or offseason, if you want to call it that. But it's Michael Thomas and Ted Ginn, and then Traquan Smith? Are they in the upper echelon of top receivers in the NFL? Receiving group. I mean, did you say the Browns have the number one?
With OBJ and Landry?
Yeah. It's pretty tough.
I mean, I would say last year, if...
Pittsburgh was pretty good.
Yeah, Pittsburgh. That's
when Antonio Brown was playing.
And Juju Smith-Schuster. Yeah. I would have put them number one.
I mean, you get what I'm saying right now? It's like, I don't know where they would be. Yet, the point I'm making is this. I think we all agree. The Saints are a playoff team, right?
Absolutely.
Playoff roster? Okay. A team that could probably push for a Super Bowl spot, right? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Yet, would you say they have a top 10 safety?
No. I don't think you need
would
have
you say you have
top 10
a top
everything.
10 receiving core?
Yes. I would say they have top 10.
I don't know if they have I don't think they have a top 10 receiving core.
I think they do.
Going into the season, I couldn't rank them there. Because the only thing
I would rank them
Michael
10.
Thomas and Ted Ginn. That's all I know. 10. I don't know what Jared Cook's going to do in this offense. I have belief and I have hope, but I don't know what they're going to do, if that makes sense to you. Right? Like, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if Traquan Smith is going to take that step. I don't know if it's Kirkwood or other guys are going to be. I don't know.
Are we basing it off of their raw talent or what?
No, going into the season based off of what they did last year.
How the quarterback improves their play.
It doesn't matter. I mean, Breeze was still a good quarterback last year, and you saw the lack of production from receivers towards the end of the year. I don't know where I would put him. I don't think I can put him in the top 10. Like, conversely, I would say they have one of the best backfields in the NFL because you do have Alvin Kamara, and I think Latavius Murray isn't terrible.
Yeah, but who would be in your top 10 then?
At receiver?
Yeah, for your receiver's position overall.
Man, I hate to say, I mean, the Falcons have a better receiving core right now. Do you not think so? I mean, they do. They legitimately do. You can name two or three receivers that they can depend on. Can they still throw the football? Can they still move the ball down the field? I think they can because of Jared Cook. But that's what I'm saying. It's crazy. I'm looking at the Saints, and now I think about it. In a lot of the position areas, you may not have a lot of top 10 players or even top position groups in the NFL, yet cumulatively, they're one of the better teams in the NFL. Does that make sense? It's interesting when you think about it like that, though. Again, it's that point of the season. Talking about lists and things that I guess matter and sometimes don't matter. Sports Hangover continues next. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans, your home for Pelicans basketball on ESPN New Orleans. Ooh, baby, baby.
Isn't it time to get your vehicle serviced, or maybe you need new tires? TJ Shell Station, doing business as Carroll Shell in the heart of Lockport, is the place to go. Carroll was in business for 26 years, and TJ Shell Station took over in 2014, which is 5 great years they've been in business so far. TJ Shell Station would like to thank their customers. So for fuel, tires, propane, alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more, it's TJ Shell Station in Lockport.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company, Cajun banking, served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
My name is Big Mike Fazy, and I know tough times. I remember my mom counting pennies to buy a loaf of bread. Always promised myself to strive to do better for my children, and I have been blessed to do so. Now I want to strive to do better for our communities, from education to career opportunities, from coastal erosion to infrastructure. I know we can make better tomorrows because I've done it all my life. I ask for your support and your vote. Big Mike Fazy for State Senate.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Michael Fazy Sr.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Terrio, Douay, and Terrio, more than just an insurance company, they're marine insurance specialists. Whether it's fishing boats, cabin cruisers, sailboats, or marine industry, you can trust Terrio, Douay, and Terrio to get you the coverage you need at a price you deserve for your home, your auto, life, fire, and health. They've been taking care of people since 1957. Call Terrio, Douay, and Terrio at 475-5126. Just ask for Lynn Pierce or David O. along Bayou Lafourche in Golden Meadow.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Are you ready for more lists? You want some more lists?
Please help.
Don't forget, I told you.
Day of lists.
Well, it's the dead period. It's like the literal dead period. You don't have a lot of games going on. And even minor league baseball is having their all-star game. Touch them all, Timmy Grubbs, matter of fact. She was a fast machine, she cocked her motor and clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had a sightless size, telling me no lies, knocking me out with those American. I think it's going to be interesting to look at is the hot seat rankings. The evaluating job security of all 130 FBS coaches. Job security of all of them. Not too recently, Coach O was on one of the higher ends of the jobs, you know, the hot seat, right? What it means. So the rating, 5, win or be fired. Only 3 coaches.
Wow.
Are you surprised? Out of 130 FBS coaches, only 3 are win or be fired. There are 6 that are the next category, starting proving now. 12, pressure is mounting. 39, all good for now. 58, safe and secure. 12, untouchables. Are you surprised it's 12 untouchables?
No.
That's a lot. Do you think anybody's ever really untouchable?
I mean, no. Because, yeah, well,
Sweeney.
I don't know if you
name them. Sabo,
flash,
Sweeney.
If you flash
Keep
enough
going.
Money in your in
Who's
their
after
face.
Sabo and Sweeney? Or Dabo? Sabo. Saban and Chasem. Dabo, Sweeney, and Nick Saban. After those two, who you got? Who'd you say is the next untouchable head coach? Nothing?
I mean, I don't think anybody is untouchable.
Those two are.
No.
Yeah. Well, Clemson just signed Dabo Swinney to like a 10-year, $100 million deal. Saban has something just like that, too. They're untouchable. They're not going anywhere.
I mean, if, no.
They're not going
Everybody
anywhere.
Is, they're every, not go- you could always
they're not going, they're,
sway someone
Jordan,
to do
Jordan, they're
something.
Untouchable. Touch
if
them
you
all,
have
Timmy
enough
Grubbs,
money.
Voice of your New Orleans Baby Cakes joins us fresh from a little time off. Tim, what's going on, man? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, no problem. Great to be here, man. How's it going?
Doing well, man. What's going on?
Oh, just got back. You know, just left the beach for a couple of days. It was a nice little trip, you know. Little break from this baseball world. And have to get on a plane tomorrow and fly to Nashville for the weekend.
Isn't it the worst, the drive back from it? You know, because you really don't want to come back. You know, when you get that time away, especially on the beach, you're just enjoying yourself. And you're like, ah, come on, man.
Yep. Can we have just one more day? Now, the one thing that makes things a little easier today is it was a little overcast. You know, so this morning it really wasn't pretty weather at the beach. It wasn't raining, but it wasn't pretty weather. Now, I have found out, because we have friends that are still there, that it's turned out to be a beautiful day. So, but at least when I was driving out of town, it looked like it was going to rain, and it didn't have the pretty feeling to it.
Well, you missed the deluge that was here. The city got flooded, was underwater. My wife was unable to get back to work, had to turn back around via Slidell and back the causeway because she was stuck on the interstate right by the dome and could not get off the interstate. So you missed that part. Yeah, no, it was brutal. Trust me. I heard it all morning. So as you mentioned, the team gets back at it, and boy, they welcome you with four straight on the road, Nashville and Omaha. At this point into All-Star Weekend, describe the Cakes season.
Oh, I think it's been good. I mean, when you're seven games over 500, you know, you have to look at it that way. You know what I mean? You don't look at, well, we're in third place. You know, we're six games back. You know what I mean? But you got to look at it, you're seven games over 500. We would be winning or being right near the top of every division in the league. So the fact that we are winning club, I think it's been a successful run so far.
Tonight is the All-Star game for the minor league teams. Baby Cakes being represented by?
Ehsan Diaz, who was also in the Futures game on Sunday. So he's had a busy couple of days flying from New Orleans to Cleveland, Cleveland to El Paso, and then tomorrow morning he flies from El Paso to Nashville. So he's had a very busy game, busy couple of days, picking up these All-Star events.
Yeah, Nashville, that game is at 7:05. Maybe he'll get a chance to get a little shut-eye. But for a player like that, look, that's good for him, right? I mean, being able to get that Futures game, getting noticed and being recognized as one of the guys that's up and coming and then playing in the All-Star game for the PCL and International.
Yeah, no, it's a great deal. I mean, it's a great honor for these guys to be doing that. I'm sure he's not in the lineup tomorrow. They usually will give the guy, you're the one that didn't get the All-Star break when everybody else has had 3 days off to go to the beach or relax. He's been busy playing these games. I'm sure they're going to give him a night off. But at the same time, he's going to still have to be there, and you never know in the eighth inning they're going to call on you for, you know, a pinch hit situation or something like that.
When you look at the Cakes here, obviously after that eight-game homestand, you get three at home, back three on the road against Memphis, and three back against Nashville. Not very many home games. You had a bunch of home games to start early in the season, right?
Yeah, no, it is. It was the schedule in a weird way was weighted the wrong way. You know what I mean? It was weighted towards we had a lot of home games early, which was pretty good because you know how the weather gets here in New Orleans. You know what I mean? It was probably better that we were playing here back in April rather than being in some of the colder places. And, you know, try to keep us out of here when the heat and humidity gets as nasty as it can get on certain days.
All right, so obviously Tim Grubbs, voice of the Baby Cakes, at Mr. Tim Grubbs, the way to follow on Twitter. We like to talk a little Major League Baseball storylines as well when we get into it. And as we have the break here, I guess we'll start with the AL. And what's been interesting is on the weekly basis when we chat, it's almost unfortunate, but we've almost looked at it like, man, we've known for weeks, really, who are the teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Is Tampa able to make a race out of the East here? 6.5 back of the Yankees. Their injuries continue even now to their broadcasters, Tim. I mean, I'm not saying that in a joking manner, but seriously, you know, one guy had to have like a surgery on his vocal cords, and other guys had to step away from the mic as well. That's incredible what they've had to do. I don't care. That's the manager of the year. That's the team of the year, the fact they've been able to be in first place. Sox 9 back. Is it still the Yankees in the East?
I think it's still the Yankees in the East. I still think, I'll sit here right now and say, I think the Red Sox will be the wild card. You know what I mean? I just think that they're going to get it going, and they probably won't get enough to catch the Yankees, which is fine, because all you have to do is get your ticket into the event. You know what I mean? Like, it is different than it was a few years ago, where you got that one and done, you know, and you could be eliminated pretty quick. But I think the Red Sox still are going to probably be a wild card team, and I think there's a really good chance Tampa's a wild card team. So you could have three teams all out of that AL East when it's all said and done.
Over in the Central, it's the Twins who have been a nice storyline this season. 56 wins for them at the halfway point. Indians, 5.5 back, and everyone else is double digits. Can Joey's Indians make a run?
I've been thinking it all along that Cleveland would catch them. And, you know, I think there was at one point we were talking on the air on your show a couple weeks ago. I think there were 10 back. Mm-hmm. The fact that it's 5.5 now, you know what I mean? You can see the momentum. I think Cleveland can catch them. It's a question of does Cleveland, you know, and they do these rebuilds every now and then. Does Cleveland go with a situation where they go and trade away a few people?
And also,
if they don't trade away people, I think Cleveland could catch them.
And that's what I was going to say. Like, you start looking at maybe additions and late addition things of that nature. Which you can see as well. Over in the West, Houston, 7.5 game lead over the A's. Is that too far back? Or are the A's a team that could be competing for a playoff spot as a wild card?
I think they're just going to be competing for a wild card. You know, I think Houston's good. You know, I think Houston's the team. You know, I think the Yankees are good, but I think come playoff time, this Houston team could be the team. I think, you know what I mean? Yeah, they won it 2 years ago. Last year they came a little short, and that's usually happens. You know, it's tough to go back-to-back. We don't get that too often, but I think Houston, right now, a few of the other teams, you're really just fighting for those two wild card spots.
Yeah, no doubt about it. National League in the East, Central, and West. You got the Braves leading up in the East. Nationals are 6 there. The Phillies, 6.5. It was Philly really at the top for most of the season. What's been the biggest difference in turnaround that now the Braves are up?
I think this, you know, Atlanta was a young team. You know, the Ronald Acuna and the Freddie Freeman, they're young. I mean, and they probably came in a little cocky that they were going to win this thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, they were muddling a little bit over 500, and Philly had the lead in the division. But I think now Atlanta's hit its stride, and I think Atlanta's kind of shown that, hey, we may be young, but last season was no fluke that we won the division, that this team is legit, and we've got a really good chance to pull away. I do think it's Atlanta's to lose. It's a situation where Atlanta should win that thing, and the Nats and Phillies just battling for that wild card.
Mm-hmm. Over in the Central, I'm shocked that actually the Cubs are in first place. Not very good baseball in the Central. Look, I mean, seriously, from June 1st to July 1st, Tim, they were horrid. They were really bad. I mean, they're 47-43. They're almost a .500 baseball team. I mean, but
which is crazy.
But Cubs, Brewers, Cardinals, 4-6 in their last 10. What's going on with the Central overall?
I think it's because nobody has pulled away. I think all three of those teams, and I lean more Cubs than Brewers, are the two better teams. Could the Cardinals do it? Probably they could, but I would lean more towards the other two teams as being the teams that they're going to catch fire. I mean, I think you've noticed the last couple of years, the way Joe Maddon manages, there's something that he does. There's something in the water. The second half, they seem to take off. Last year, Milwaukee did the same thing. Right when the Cubs took off, Milwaukee took off. And obviously, at the end, Milwaukee pulled away. You know, Milwaukee won it in that one-game playoff. So I think you're going to see the same thing. I'm not exactly sure. Those rosters, you look at them and you're like, why in the world are those two teams losing? And I don't really get it because both of those teams are very good.
I think what's crazy, too, is we were just talking about if some other teams can catch other teams in the AL. They were 5.5 back. The Reds are in last place, 4.5 back. So, to me, that division's really up in the air the entire way. Unfortunately, in the West, Graf's Dodgers basically can cruise all the way here. They're 60-32, 13.5 ahead of the Diamondbacks, Padres, Rockies, and Giants. So somehow, some way, Graf will manufacture some sort of concern, and we'll talk to him when he comes back from his vacation as to why he's concerned about the Dodgers when there needs to be no concern about the Dodgers. Is it the Dodgers NL title to lose?
Absolutely. The Dodgers are that good that it is their, you know, obviously people get hurt. We've seen teams with great individual, great regular season records call fall flat because they don't have to really play the second half. Isn't that crazy? I mean, they don't really need to show up and play a whole lot of games. So they need to stay sharp, and I'm sure they're going to manufacture a few guys going on the disabled list or now the injured list to, you know, to be ready, you know, so that they're not overworked innings, so that they're ready for the postseason. But, yeah, it really is. I mean, I think the Yankees and I think the American League is still up in the air of who will win the AL. I think the Yankees are good. The Astros are good. In the National League, if the Dodgers don't represent them in the World Series, I think we're going to be talking about some sort of, like, choke or, you know, some sort of collapse, unless it's, you know, just a bunch of guys getting hurt.
It's nuts because they've been in a World Series two straight years. So
right.
We could be looking at three straight. I mean, that's dynasty type stuff. I mean, it's almost like reverse, like the Bills, right? I mean, they could be getting to the games. Can you imagine if they get to the series and don't win it again?
Wow, that is Bills like. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Trust me, I'll remind you.
But you know
Todd
what the reality of it is? The reality of it is, though, is even though they were the better National League team the last 2 years, and there's no doubt that they were the better National League team, I felt, in both of those years, I didn't think that they were better than, you know, their American League opponent. You know, so in a lot of ways, it is, you know, it's not like they've lost, it's not like they've collapsed and lost those series to inferior teams.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. All right, before I let you go, man, and again, thank you for joining us on your way back from your vacation today, dude. ESPYs are on tonight. I guess I'll tune it in since ain't much else going on. But I just, your opinion, because you follow all the sports going on. Best team from 2019. Red Sox, Patriots, Clemson Tigers, Toronto Raptors, Baylor Bears, Virginia Cavaliers, U.S. Women's National Soccer Team. Jordan and I can't believe the St. Louis Blues aren't on this list as best team for winning the NHL title. So of those, I went Clemson, he went Toronto. Who do you think was the best champion this past year?
I'm going to go with UVA, just because you were the number one seed that lost the year before in the first round. And then you probably took the abuse of everyone for an entire offseason. And now you can, you know, and you responded, because essentially it was the same team. And a lot of times with college teams, they're not the same team the year before, you know, from back-to-back years. But it really was. So I'm going to go Virginia. But I can see an argument for almost all of those teams, especially St. Louis. I mean, the NHL team that's not even listed, they were in last place on New Year's Day, and they win the whole thing. I mean, it's crazy to think they were the worst team in hockey halfway through the season, and they won the whole thing. I mean, to me, that's just crazy for any other sport for that to happen. Because, you know, I mean, they don't have upsets in the NBA. And the NFL, you're never bouncing back midway through the year. You're never even going to make the playoffs. So, I mean, I just think that's an unbelievable story.
I'm Mr. Tim Grubbs. Way to follow him over on Twitter. And, of course, the Cakes. We'll see them at some point this month. They've got 8 straight games on the road out of the All-Star break. But then we will see him, and we'll let you know by then next week when we chat with you on the road. Thank you, Tim. Enjoy it, man. Tell the fam hi for me, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. Quick break. We'll come back. We'll put a bow on the show. Matt Muscoden, after further review, is up next. He'll talk a lot more about, obviously, SEC Media Days around the corner. You got Florida, LSU, Missouri on Monday. The rest of the schedule I'll go over it with you when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
I'm so bad. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadyville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa know-how.
Dear Vet Ticks, it was nice to spend the night with my daughter and other veterans. It's It's so humbling to attend an event when you feel appreciated.
I had a wonderful time with my family. Thank you for the memories, VetTix.
Dear VetTix, thank you for a great experience and for your support of the military and veterans.
Thank you so much, VetTix. Our family has gone through a lot the last few years, and this gave us a nice break.
Every empty seat at a concert, game, or special event is a missed opportunity to say thank you to a veteran or a service member. By giving your extra tickets to VetTix, you'll help America's heroes reduce stress, strengthen family bonds, and create a truly happy memory that will last a lifetime. So when you really want to say thank you for your service, give the experience. Give the memory. VetTix. Give something to those who gave. For more information on how you can make a difference, go to vettix.org.
LaFouche Ford has been part of our community for years. They have stayed committed to giving you great deals, competitive parts and pricing, and service after the sale. Through the years, they have supported your kids, your grandkids, your schools, your churches, and even your events. So help them to continue to support you. And remember, before you buy, give LaFouche Ford a try. Wishing all of our area football teams the best season ever.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. All right, so SEC Media Days. You have LSU second on Monday, Florida first with Dan Mullen, Ed Ogeron, and then Barry Odom from Missouri. Tuesday, it's Kirby Smart of Georgia. Matt Luke from Mississippi, Ole Miss, Jeremy Pruitt, Tennessee, Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M on Wednesday, Nick Saban leading off in the morning. So breakfast with the Crimson Tide.
St. Nick.
That's right. Chad Morris, Arkansas, Joe Moorhead, Mississippi State, Will Muschamp, South Carolina on Wednesday. And on Thursday, Gus Malzahn, Mark Stoops, Kentucky, Derek Mason, Vanderbilt will be the final list of three teams to go there. Who's the coach that is on the hottest seat there of them all in the SEC? Hottest seat coach. It's got to be Gus Malzahn, Auburn. Right?
What about Ole Miss's head coach?
They're in probation. I think that's why they hired Matt Luke. They're like, yeah, we'll see you in 3 years and see what you can do.
Yeah.
It's got to be Malzahn. You know why I say that? Because I think LSU took a step up. You saw what A&M was able to do, I think, last year. This is Jimbo's second year. And Auburn, the last several years, has had that title of the second best team in the West. Don't you think? I mean, they just gave Gus a huge contract extension recently. They don't make a run here. They don't finish second in the SEC West. I don't know if he makes the season if that's some bad losses, don't you? I mean, their offense struggled last year.
Well, I'd have to see their schedule.
We'll see their schedule. We'll take a look at their teams tomorrow. We'll take a look at everybody since running out of time. But again, it is interesting when you look at it this year as to where they can go. By the way, they opened the season against the Oregon Ducks on Saturday.
Ooh,
August 31st. Jesus. So, but we'll see. They play Tulane in week two, by the way, host the Green Wave. A&M's the fourth game on the road. Matt Muscone after further reviews up next. Thanks for tuning us in on your home for Pelicans basketball. Cavs, Pels tonight, 6:30 on ESPN New Orleans.